You're listening to SBS News.
Days of heavy downpours in China's central Hunan province have transformed the streets of provincial capital Zhengzhou into something resembling fast-flowing rapids, sweeping away those caught in its path. A dozen people were reportedly killed as more than 20 centimetres of rain fell in an hour, bursting riverbanks and flooding the city's underground train network, trapping passengers in waist-high water. About 100,000 others moved to shelters as the country upgraded its flood warning in what weather forecasters are calling the highest rainfall in 1,000 years, a once-in-a-millennium event that US climate envoy John Kerry warns is symptomatic of what's to come.
The climate crisis, my friends, is the test of our times. This test is now as acute and as existential as any previous one.
The United States is continuing to battle more than 80 wildfires across 13 western states. Smoke from the blaze is sweeping across the country all the way to the eastern seaboard. U.S. National Weather Service forecaster David Lawrence says it's unusual to have New York City affected by smoke from California.
That smoke is being transported by the winds aloft in the atmosphere to places it normally doesn't end up, at least in most years, making it all the way to the east coast of the U.S.
Fire-ravaged Oregon is requesting additional support. Their blaze burning for 2 weeks, expanding by up to 6 kilometres a day. Meanwhile, a state of emergency is declared in British Columbia, with Canadian firefighters battling more than 80 out-of-control fires fueled by extreme heat. Scientists are blaming prolonged drought and increasing episodes of excessive heat. European Union Climate Policy Chief Frans Timmermans says the cost of addressing climate change at this stage is less than the cost of not addressing it.
That is a consequence of the climate crisis. So everybody who talks about the cost of addressing the climate crisis should also think about the cost of not addressing the climate crisis.
High temperatures across the northern Siberian tundra are fueling more than 200 wildfires in the region of Yakutia. Russian military forces have joined efforts to subdue the blaze that the Kremlin is also attributing to climate change. A cavalcade of environmental disasters, John Kerry says, puts pressure on the November UN climate summit as potentially the last chance to pull the world back from the edge of an abyss.
We don't have the luxury of waiting until COVID is vanquished to take up the climate challenge. We can, in a little more than 100 days, save the next 100 years.
While many countries have pledged to eliminate net carbon emissions by 2050, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says emissions must be cut by at least 40% by the end of the decade to keep temperatures in check. Abby Dinham, SBS News.